4FOR Mobile.
82 BNG. Hi, didn't quite get your call sign.
4FOR.
FRY, Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Evening, how you doing?
You.
Not bad. Trying to get a few things done, but you know, nothing that won't wait.
Boy, on floor.
Well, then. Okay. I've been retired for, I guess, a while now. I used to do engineering, software engineering.
I'm hoping I can retire. Maybe in a few years, hopefully.
Looks less likely. You know, we're not our parents' generation. They managed to, on one income, raise two or three kids, you know, pay off the house, pay for their education, and do all these other things. And I don't even know how you do that now. You gotta work, you gotta have two people working four jobs.
Gotten expensive. I mean, it's just crazy because, you know, my parents, they worked at the mill all their lives and didn't make a whole lot of money. Had got the house paid off and everything. Cars paid off.
Yeah. You know, they were able to pay their bills, car payments, mortgages, whatever, rents, whatever. Still have enough to put the kids through school or, you know, do whatever it is. Still have enough to save for vacation or retirement or whatever. And, you know, now I guess it's hard to do that. And I feel real sorry for the next generation, the kids that are like maybe in their 20s and 30s now. Because I don't know how they're going to even manage to, even to keep their head above water.
I'm not going to be able to do it either because, you know, when my mom and dad were alive, they always said, you need to save. I said, well, it's kind of hard to when you're living from paycheck to paycheck and you're trying to pay your bills and the rent and everything else.
What are they or what are we spending our money on? I mean, what's sucking up all the money? And, you know, there's got to be something. Let's see. I don't have any, you know, cable subscriptions. I'm wearing clothes I bought in the thrift store. I'm driving around the old chunker cars. I'm not paying rent or a mortgage. You know, what am I spending my money on that it seems like I don't really have enough either? And the younger generation, of course, maybe some of them grew up with a more affluent mindset, so I suppose they gotta have the latest whatever it is. Is it the problem that it's impossible to save, or is the problem, I don't know, declining wages, increased cost of living, whatever, generally?
I know one of my biggest problems is I buy a lot of stuff from Amazon. There's a lot of stuff that I need, you know, like I buy like cat litter and stuff like that, you know, to help with me, because sometimes it's cheaper buying it there.
Cat food, actually, I don't bother with cat litter. I don't encourage the use of indoor cats. Let's see, I get all that from Chewy.com, which is good because they deliver every month. I don't have to worry about it. Their prices are competitive with what you would find, you know, locally in the stores, even when you added the shipping costs. Yeah, you know, what do I really spend my money on? But still, it's hard to save.
Hard to save.
I'm trying to figure out why. I mean, you know, in our parents' day, well, you know, rent and necessities has become a much, much bigger part of your paycheck. You know, my dad worked maybe 50, 60 years ago. You know, I don't know what salaries were back then. But we lived in a rent-controlled apartment. So I don't even know if you pay $200 a month in rent, or maybe not even anywhere near that. The price, you know, I don't know if groceries and other necessities were proportionately less expensive or not. Maybe there was just less stuff to buy, so you could save up for the things you actually wanted or needed.
Basically, all I can figure out, because I didn't have Amazon and all these online shopping things, they actually went to the stores and bought stuff once a week.
White television for, I would say a good 20 years, probably long after there was color broadcasting. Yeah, probably until about the 80s I still had that television set. And actually, at the time, that was probably a lot of money. If it was $200 in 1960-whatever, or whatever it was, that was a lot of money. And see, that's the other thing. Fortunately, things have actually gotten cheaper. $200, let's say, is not a lot of money now. It was a lot of money then. So consumer goods like that, it, you know, as a percentage of your paycheck, have actually gotten cheaper, I guess because they're, you know, they're sourced cheaper. They're made overseas or whatever. But I guess there wasn't a whole lot else to buy. You can save part of your salary. And, you know, I don't know. I'd have to ask my parents how they did it. If, you know, assuming I still can ask them anything, unfortunately.
They were able to save and get everything paid off. I mean, but, you know, who knows? But, yeah, I feel sorry for the next generation. Like you said, the kids in the 20s and 30s and even younger, that, you know, in that generation after that, I mean, it's just going to be awful.
The only other variable I can think of is wages. His wages haven't kept up. You know, as I said, some consumer goods, in a sense, have gotten cheaper. And let's see. Let's analyze this with things like automobiles as a percentage of your income. You always got to look at it as a percentage of what your income was then versus now. And even like buying a car, as a percentage of your income, may not have changed all that much. Yeah, if the price went from $2,000 to $20,000, but your income in the same period of time. So, yeah, you know, you've got me thinking, what are we spending our money on? Or is it just the real wages have declined over the past 30 or 40 years? Yeah, wages increased, but not nearly enough to keep pace with cost of living.
They haven't kept up with the cost of living because, I mean, you know, fortunately, I live in my parents' house. Both of them have passed, but the house is paid for. It's an older house, but it's paid for. So that's one thing I don't have to worry about paying over $1,000 a month for a house payment or rent. But, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's crazy.
Down here, you probably can't get anything for much less than a rent a month. Even in the not so great part of town. I'm not even sure what it would even be, you know, back up north about now. You know, funny thing is, the New York City area 50 years ago was actually an affordable place to live because you had rent-controlled apartments. You know, for as long as this tenant was staying there, the landlord couldn't change the rent or could only change it by so much a month. So, for a lot of working class people, that was a good thing. You know, let's see. I don't remember the subway or the buses being that expensive. I don't remember food or other groceries being that expensive. So I think the single biggest increase probably must have been housing.
If you get a nice apartment, you're going to pay on the low end, maybe $800, and it goes up from there. And then every year the apartment complex would go up on the rent. So, I mean, it's just outrageous.
Surges of inflation. You know, part of that is legitimate, but I wonder what part of that is price gouging. So, hey, yeah, great, blast from the past, inflation is back. A lot of people by this time have gotten used to a deflationary cycle, or at least a cycle where prices hadn't changed all that much. So now we're having to get used to inflation again. Whether that's the cost of, how much of that, well, that drives up the cost of everything. Although, no doubt, price gouging is part of it. The cost of energy. I remember when I could, you know, when a gallon of gasoline was certainly under a dollar, probably under 50 cents. And now you're looking at, I'm guessing, closer to $3. And it's been as high as $4 or $5. At least in places like, the Northeast or the West. I remember paying $5 a gallon not that long ago in the New York City area.
When gas was under a dollar, too, but yeah, the gas prices are just crazy.
You know, OPEC early on realized the value of what they had and decided early on they weren't going to give it away for nothing anymore. I don't know how well you remember the actual gasoline shortages from the early 1970s, and there was maybe one later that decade where you had things like odd and even rationing. If your license plate ends in an odd number, you can only fill up on odd number days, things like that. People were queued up around the block for gasoline. But these inflationary forces have been with us for quite a while now. Maybe it's just until now we haven't actually noticed.
I've been here a while, but I mean, it's just, some places are still $3 a gallon, but around where I'm at, over in the Lyman and Greer area, you can get it under, you can get gas for under $3 a gallon.
Getting at is it's kind of like the boiling frog problem. If you take a frog and dump it in boiling water, it immediately jumps out again. Put it in cooler water and ramp up the heat slowly. It stays there until it dies of being boiled. So maybe we're just now starting to notice these things. Because these inflationary and market pressures and downward pressures on wages have been a force for quite a while. You had the mergers and acquisitions and the outright union busting of the 1980s. Mergers, acquisitions, offshoring of jobs. You had entire sectors of the economy basically disappear. That plus is the just regular union busting has caused a lot of downward pressures on wages. It's caused loss of a lot of benefits. But I'm guessing it's been this way a while.
Something I can figure too.
We're the boiling frog. We're just now noticing, hey man, it's getting really, really, really hot in here. And it's too late to jump out the pot. But yeah, I feel sorry for the younger generation, the ones in their 20s and 30s, like my stepdaughter's age. She's, who the hell knows? I haven't spoken to her in years. I guess she'd be in her mid-20s, 25. Actually, she might be closer to 30 by now. She was born in 95, so how long ago is that? I feel sorry for her generation.
Sorry, because my daughter, she was born in 93. She's, Well, she'll be 30 this year.
I don't know how they're going to cope with the problem. It seems like they're never going to, you know, they're going to be, they're the generation that's doomed to be stuck on a treadmill their whole life, never getting ahead, never really being able to save anything, never really being able to improve themselves. Almost certainly probably never being able to make any lasting investments. I don't really know how they're going to do it. Hey, if I had to give young people advice now, I would say if you're young, smart, energetic, healthy, and got a good work ethic, I'm not even sure that the U.S. is the place to be anymore. I'd be looking elsewhere to make my fortune.
Really?
Seriously, I'm not, not to be, but... the Americans somehow have been led to believe they have the best of everything. The truth of it is, this country is like 17th or 20th in education, about the same in healthcare, life expectancy. Maybe you don't pay a lot of taxes as compared to, most of Europe. But what do we pay taxes for? What are our taxes really buying us in this country? Are they buying us health care? Are they buying us retirement benefits? Are they buying us an actual real social safety net? Are they buying us job training or education or whatever it is? What are we paying taxes for in the United States? So that... we could get 12 new aircraft carriers and another bomber group and whatever the military wants. You know, when do we get what we want?
I mean, because I was talking to my daughter. He was a while back. I said, yeah, I'm almost afraid that it's time I get ready to retire, there ain't going to be no Social Security after all these years that I put in and worked. I may not even have Social Security.
I kick the can with Social Security. For a while, I forget whose administration it was, they were even starting, in order to make it look like the budget deficit is less bad than it is, we're going to count the Social Security fund as, what's the obvious problem with that? Well, it really isn't your money. So if they were lumping in the Social Security Trust Fund with the government revenues to make it look like the federal deficit isn't quite nearly as bad as it is, you can't do that. Not your money. You're holding on to it for us, supposedly. You got an aging population. The U.S. is, in a few years, I think, going to be where Japan is now, where probably most of the population is going to be past working age or more toward retirement age. Now you've got this sort of... before you had a pyramid, where for every retired person, underneath that... you had three or four working people, or maybe four. Now it's at the point where you got an inverted pyramid. There's not enough retirees, so there's not enough workers to support the retirees. And it's not like you can really adjust the holding taxes or Social Security taxes or anything like that. So... Is the trust fund running out of money? I really, really don't know. It depends who you ask.
Exactly. This is crazy, but I'm about to get home, but I've enjoyed talking with you, and hopefully we can talk again next time I'm on. I hope you have a great evening, and this is KQ4FRY, and I'll be clear on your final.
KQ4FRY. I got that right. KD2BNG 73s, and we'll talk to you later. Maybe I'll be on the net later. I don't know. For me, this is like almost at my bedtime. But you take care.